Okay, so what have we been talking about? We've been talking about that there's two ways Hashem runs the world. Shidud Hashem conquers Teva, and that's he does with Klal Yisrael. And the Hanhaga that Hashem made for Klal Yisrael to run Al Pi Lamal Minatava started at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. With that in mind, on to the next paragraph. Baruch Hamakim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. So Yitzchak Isaac Klover asks the obvious question, which is, what in the world is this paragraph talking about, and why is this an introduction to the Arba? What does this mean altogether? Baruch Hamakim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Baruch Hu. What is going on, Taka? And also, oddly, is that we are using the term hamakor, which is not the standard term used for describing bar oilam. So he wants a title like this, unbelievable pshat. He says, like we've been saying the whole time, right? Now, let's be mocked in something, he says. This that I told you that there's two ways that Hashem runs the world. There's Hashem running the world api teva, and there's Hashem running the world lamala min hateva. He's within teva, and there's lamala min hateva, and that's right. Hashem running the world this way, Hashem running the world that way. So even when Hashem runs the world in teva, but we still have to realize that in the world of teva, Hashem's still running the world. Right? And we're getting all excited that there's Lamal Teva, Klal Yisrael, and all that, and we're kind of like throwing Teva under the bus. Right? Let's not forget all the Hanukkah shmuzim. Teva, and we see Hashem in Teva, and Mitoicha Neis HaNistarim, Mitoicha Neis HaGluyim, you remember the Neis HaNistarim. That means in Teva, there's also clear Hashgacha Pratis, obviously. So, even in the first system of how Hashem ran the world, runs the world, which is within Teva, but he says it's like the kli'umness of the uman that he's using to fashion that kli, but at the end it's still the uman doing it. At the end it's still the uman doing it. Okay, right? What? Listen. Okay, so. The way he says it, who keep the emes av beis shalom is naig betivai who al pi hashgachasoi. Even when it's running with teva, it's still al pi hashgachas Hashem. Shepoyel al yedei hamazalos vateva kuman ha'ise al yedei kli umnes. Ve'ein shum hefresh badavar rak beis shum yisbarach manig olamai al pi hateva oz ein gdulasoi nikeres ba'olam. But it's still Hashem running it. It's just not as nicker. Chaim Volozhiner writes in the third chapter, the third Shar Shlishi, Shar Gimel, the famous Shar Gimel that in yeshivas didn't learn it because it's too Kabbalistic and too difficult to learn. Shar Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim, which talks about Tzimtzum and all these things. So one of the things he writes there is that the concept of Makom is that Hashem has a Makom in the world. That means Hashem created a space for the world to exist, and He holds the world up in that makom. But it's where Hashem is living. It's where the world's living in Teva, and Hashem's role there is to be the makom for the whole world, to sustain the whole world. Right? If you take away a makom, you don't have sustainability. So Zok to Yitzchak Isaac Klover. Over here, we're saying that both Hanhagas, the way Hashem runs the world, is still Hashem running the world. Baruch HaMakom. First, there's Baruch HaMakom. There's Baruch to the Makom, to Hashem within Teva. And Hashem within Teva, Baruch HaMakom. When there's Makom, there's Baruch Hu. There's still the ability to see Hashem in the world. Even when he's Makom, he's Baruch Hu.
Makom refers to?
Makom refers to Hashem. Just being the makom of the world, meaning to say sustaining the whole world, but the
Nature.
world kind of living on its own, but Hashem sustaining it.
Like
That's
this,
within Teva.
it's Teva.
So Baruch HaMakom, When Hashem is blessing the world, then Malkum is Baruch Hu, it's still Hashem. Baruch Shalasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael, but a higher level when he gives Torah to Amo Yisrael is that is the Haskalah when he gave Torah to us with Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That was the on the way to getting the Torah. That was when he had the Nuan of Nes. That's Baruch Hu also. That's a higher level. So the two levels are goofy referring to these two ways that Hashem runs the world according to this theme that we've been building out, is that is they're both expressed in this idea here.
So we start to say there we gotta
Again, reestablish the idea.
reestablish
And you say like this, now that I'm telling you that when did this Nuan Haga start? Is Baruch Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael. But when did Hashem start with the Nesinas HaTorah? When was the beginning of the Matan Torah process? That was goofy Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why there's a stress omer. So Matan Torah, and that's what the pasuk says. Tavdu Nesel Kemal HaRazeh, right? So Mamela, how do I know that the Torah itself has such an emphasis on Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because Keneged Abrabanim, the Torah, itself has in it four different ways and methods to speak to your children about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that means that the Torah is emphasizing the need to speak to your child about it and to speak to your child in a very specific way about it. So therefore, that means that there's a there's where Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to Matan Torah. And therefore, the Hanhaga that Hashem started at Yetzias Mitzrayim is Baruch Shenasan Torah HaMisal Baruch Hu. So he says. It says here, okay, it says Hashemayim the two, what's it called? Okay. Yeah, others say different pshatim. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, Baruch Hu is connected. Gufa connected to Abraham. That's a little more complicated. This is the Mahalak that he says. Then he goes on, just quickly to 8:42, onto the Sheol of the Chacham. Mahaidus, Achukim. So he says, which is also Rav Hirsch is very famous for this. But he says that there's three different types of mitzvahs. There's Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Eidos is mitzvahs that are made to testify in something else. That we remember something else with that. Tefillin, Shabbos, Sukkah. Right. That's Eidos. Then there's Chukim, which are social mitzvahs to maintain a social peace and a social construct. And then there's mish, and then
Like
there's
what?
chukim. What?
Like what?
Then
Okay.
there's mishpat. Then there's chukim, which are ruchnis tikkamitzvahs, which are there to misakon haneshama. We don't really know how. Lulav. You said this before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why
This is Eidos.
not? Why not?
Okay. So
Eidos what? Mountain.
So.
No, right. Yeah. I agree.
Those are chukim, kashrus, etc. So he says that in Korban Pesach itself has all three elements. Korban Pesach has all three elements. When the son sees Korban Pesach, he says, "Ma eidos achukim." The eidos are that it's supposed to remind us that Hashem wanted to Hashem pasach abate b'nei Yisrael b'nag place mitzvahs b'tenu hitzel. There's eidos there. The chukim are all the laws of it, right? has to be tzliyesh, lo tzorich l'memenu no, basha mushal mamayit, has to be sholem, lo etzim osish b'ruvay, all the chukim. And the mishpatim is the social angle of it. It has to be in by one family, one house, one this. So the child says, how is it the mitzvahs of Pesach, goof incorporated, all three types of mitzvahs, they usually you have to have three different types of mitzvahs for that. Taka chacham. Right? In other words, that the point is that it's such a fundamental mitzvah that it has to incorporate every part of it, every type of mitzvah. Because, you know, it's teaching us those you say this. That's an interesting connection. All right, I like the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. I feel like the mouse fit in with the rest of the thing. Okay, Shkar.